Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Nigel Nyker, and with me in studio today are football betting experts Mark Stradom and Sipisu Shlesoni. Gents, welcome.
Good morning, Nige. Nice to have you in the hot seat this morning.
Morning, gents. Good to be here.
Yeah,
looking forward to the weekend. Yeah.
I think it's an exciting game week, match day 6 in the Premier League. Let's dive straight into it. The first fixture for Saturday lunchtime kickoff sees Manchester United travelling to Brentford. Your thoughts, gents?
Fresh off their win against Chelsea, hopefully they'll get to this game motivated. I've seen them, you know, struggling when they're facing Brentford. Yeah, but Manchester City is a big team. I hope, you know, it's time they awake the sleeping giant, you know, and get back to winning ways.
Yeah, most definitely was a big win against your beloved Chelsea, Sony. Mark, what did you make of it?
Yeah, good. I think it was a much-needed victory for United, but still a lot of work to do, a lot of mistakes. But I think the victory will turn things around, build some confidence going into this fixture. And we know Brentford at home are not an easy team to face. They've been on a good run as well. So it's going to be another exciting game and a hard-fought fixture coming up for United.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think mood inside the camp will be up after winning against Chelsea. And Emery needed that, definitely. So predictions in this one?
It's going to be a tough one from what I've seen. There's still some cracks in United's formation and how they play, but I'm going with United with a double chance on United.
I'm giving it to Brentford.
Okay, big call there from Sony. I think he pressure on Amarin back again. I don't think they've won back-to-back games either. So I think good opportunity for Brentford to win at home, definitely.
Yeah.
The next game, Leeds host Bournemouth. A tale of two good teams. I think Leeds have done really well so far. And Bournemouth with Andoni Iraola as well. So, Mark, what do you think ahead of this tie?
Exciting fixture. I think it's going to be end-to-end action. Leeds at home. We saw how they played against Everton on match day one. Relentless, fearless, very attacking-minded. So it's going to be exciting. But at the same time, Bournemouth, I think they're in the top five, if I'm not mistaken, of the Premier League. Exceptional football, exciting coach. And one of the more exciting players they have in Semenyo, he's one to watch. And yeah, I think he would get on the score sheet on this one as well.
Sony, you agree? Leeds?
Yeah. I agree with Mark. I think Leeds is still, you know, struggling to settle in, you know, to the top league. And facing a team like Bournemouth, as Mark has mentioned, you know, they have some of the top players. It's gonna be a bit hard for them, you know, to come out with the win even on this one.
Looks like both of you are calling a Bournemouth win away from home.
Yes, I'm leaning towards Bournemouth.
I'm also going with Bournemouth.
Tough on Leeds. I think the next game looks ahead to Sony's Chelsea hosting Brighton. Look, I don't know which team loses to Manchester United, and to lose in that manner last week, it was really tough. Can they turn it around, Sony?
It's gonna be tough, you know. That red card to Sanchez. It got me also feeling like, you know, how Enzo was saying, he'd rather be 1-0 down than being 10 men down, because he feels that it's easier to come back from, you know, from 1-0 rather than playing with 10 men, because he made a lot of changes. And then after some time, I think United also got a red card, but it was too late, you know, to reverse the changes, because the team was more defensive. So they couldn't, you know, attack and maybe try and find goals to win the match. But also, in their game in the Carabao Cup, they went so convincing. And with Palmer up for surgery, I don't think it's going to be easy. Plus, the team that we're playing, they are well aware of us. We've got, like, quite a lot of... they are former players, so they won't make it easy on us, but I trust my boys. I think we can make a statement and come back with this game.
Your thoughts, Mark, you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree with what Keith said. It was just unfortunate for him. I think if the game had more time against United, I think they would have pulled one back to draw the game. They were the better team when the numbers were even after Casemiro got the red card. I think Chelsea imposed themselves in the right way. They played, they had more of the possession. They created more chances. They got one back, but obviously it wasn't enough time, and they eventually lost the game. But coming up against Brighton, I think Brighton are in a good moment now at the moment, and the momentum is with them. They're playing really well. Matoma is starting to play well, and I think it's going to be a tough game for Chelsea. They do have some injuries, but after 1 billion and the roster they have, I don't see any excuses coming from their side.
Yeah, I think 5 games in, I think they might be pressure building on Maresca currently. They need to turn it around, and a home victory looks likely. Yeah.
Yes. We're winning. Chelsea's winning. Sorry.
Yeah. No, there shouldn't be any excuses. I think Maresca should feel this. His strongest team. They shouldn't take Brighton lightly. They can hurt the bigger teams. They've shown it in the past. So I do see Chelsea coming out and getting the victory, I know.
Great. Both analysts choosing Chelsea to win. Moving on, we go. City host Burnley in another clash in Manchester. I think City coming off a draw with Arsenal. Good result for them, and played really well as well. So, thoughts, guys?
City are starting to find their feet. I was a bit shocked with Pep on his changes against Arsenal. He opted to go more defensive, which I've never seen Guardiola ever in his coaching career go more defensive. So it looks like things are changing on his side. I think maybe it's just that he's trying to adapt as well, instead of just maintaining the way he prefers to play. So it's nice that he's trying to evolve his game, but we know how they can play. They comfortably won last night in the Carabao Cup 2-0 with Foden back on the score sheet. He looks to have found his feet again after a difficult season last season. So I think it's we have to watch out for City. Once the ball gets rolling and Pep starts to gain that confidence again, it's going to be dangerous times.
Yeah, and a tough opponent in Burnley. I think they'll have more possession, definitely, with them sitting back. Do you think it's more of the same City win against this newly promoted Burnley team?
It's definitely going to be attack against defence, yeah. I think Burnley will have to use the same game plan they used against Liverpool. Sit back, soak the pressure, organized, and utilize counter-attacks, because I don't think they can go man-for-man with City. The quality difference is worlds apart, so it's going to be a very team performance. It's going to be taxing on the legs, but I think if they stay together and stay in the game for as long as they can, maybe, just maybe, they can do the same thing. But I don't see it with City in good form at the moment.
Yeah, they usually find a way, especially if you're going to defend against them for so long. Sony, do you agree? What are your thoughts on the game?
No, I agree with what Mark has been saying. I mean, after the struggles that City experienced, I think Pep is just trying, you know, not to lose, because I feel like, or he feels that if they suffer another loss, it will affect, you know, the confidence of the players. And the more, you know, they avoid losing and winning and maybe holding teams, strong teams like Arsenal, to draws, they're building confidence. And then, you know, surely they will then get back, you know, to the City that we know. In this game, it won't be easy. You saw how Burnley were fighting in their game against United. I think as much as they are a new team, but, you know, they have that fighting spirit. Even if they go down, even when they go down, you know, it's not like a whitewash, like they just get thrashed. They go down fighting. So I think in this game, they also understand that, you know, it won't be easy to defeat a team like City, but I'm sure they will come out prepared, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree. Fighting mentality from that Scott Parker side. Moving on, we're going to Crystal Palace hosting the champions, Liverpool. Liverpool coming into this with a 100% record and against a Crystal Palace team that are very difficult to beat. I think they're also unbeaten in the Premier League this season so far as well, after five games. So, yeah, a tasty clash at Selhurst Park, guys.
I think it's one to look out for this weekend, definitely. I think last season Palace got the better of them, 1-1, if I'm not mistaken. And just to touch on Liverpool, they got 5 from 5 and they haven't look convincing yet, so that should tell you there's scary times coming from that Liverpool team. They've brought in some quality players. They've got a good manager who's an all-out winner. So it's going to be a good game. We're not taking anything away from Palace. We know what Glasner, the job he's doing, even though he's lost some of his best players. The coaching, the way that he gets the best out of his players is exceptional, and it's going to be a very exciting game to witness.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Wirtz and Isak were both left out against their Everton victory. What ceiling does this team have? Do you think they can win the league again?
I can't see much stopping them if they've got 5 from 5 and they haven't even clicked into gear yet. So once Wirtz is fully settled and is comfortable in his surroundings, they need to get Isak up and running. Ekitike is going. Salah seems to be coming back slowly. Gakpo, we know. Gravenberch seems to take in his game to another level. He's getting on the score sheet now. So there's a lot more to come. I wouldn't be surprised if they fight for the league again this season.
Sure, it's scary times there. Great for Liverpool fans, definitely. Sony, a tough game against Crystal Palace, but Palace did get the better of them in the Community Shield final. Mm. So they can beat them at home. What do you think about this game?
Even though Palace lost, you know, some of their best players, you know, during the transfer window, but they still a threat. They still, you know, a top team. And as Mark has mentioned, as much as Liverpool has been winning their game, but they've not been convincing. It's 100%. been a struggle, but they've shown courage and that they are champions. If you are a champion, you must always find a way to win. But I think Palace, you know, can come out with the positive results on this one, because I'm sure they've seen what Liverpool is about, and that mostly they're dangerous, especially during the last minutes of the game. So if they can manage, you know, to stay focused even around those times, I think they can, you know, get maybe a 1-0 or hold them to a draw.
I definitely see that too. I think it's a difficult place to go to. Mark, your thoughts, prediction on the game?
Yeah, I agree with Sony with what he said. I think Glasner will be a lot more prepared. They would definitely come up with a game plan to get his best players to influence the game, maybe to guide him to a positive result. I don't think they will go all-out attack. I think he'll be more cautious in his approach, but he does have players like Mateta, Adam Wharton. If he is back, he's definitely one to watch in the midfield. So he does have players who can hurt Liverpool at the same time. And defensively, Mark Gay, a Liverpool target, I think he's exceptional in the back. He's definitely going to make it difficult for Ekitike and Co. So it's going to be exciting. It will be end-to-end, and I do see it possibly a score draw here for Palace.
Very interesting. Both analysts calling a drop points for Liverpool this week. Moving along, we're going to Nottingham Forest hosting Sunderland. And for me, Sunderland being the pick of the bunch of the newly promoted teams. Gents, your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I agree. They've invested heavily in the team. They've brought in quality players, and it shows. They brought in former Arsenal captain Granit Xhaka, who's exceptional leader, has great vision. He knows how to dictate play. And many other players that they've brought in, so it's been working well. I think they're unbeaten at home, if I'm right with that. So they're on a good roll. We know that it will take time for them to adjust. The level is higher. The consistency will need to be improved. So yeah, and with Nottingham Forest, they drew their first game in Europe last night against Real Betis 2-2. So from winning the match, so I think exciting times for Ange and the boys.
Yeah, Sony, your thoughts?
At first, when Ange started there by Nottingham, it looked like he was struggling. Though he started with a seriously tough match, but it looks to be, you know, starting to turn things around. Maybe he can get a victory here, and then all things start to go well for them, you know. But he shouldn't, you know, take his opponents lightly. It won't come easy, as Mark has said. They've brought in some experienced players, and surely they'll get there prepared, you know, trying to get a win.
Cool, guys. And your predictions in this one?
I'll give it to Forest.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ange gets this one, especially after a tough night in Europe. I think the confidence is building. He's starting to build a relationship with his new players. His philosophy will start to show more. And I think they get this one over the line.
Interesting, gents. Moving on, we're going to Spurs hosting Wolves. Thomas Frank looks to have settled in really well. And the same can't be said for Vitor Pereira's team, who are winless so far. Just break that one down for us, guys.
I just feel for Wolves at the moment. The performances have been there, but the results have not been the same. So I think they sit dead last on the table. They have good players. The performances are there, like I said, but I think it's just getting over the line, and I don't think Thomas Frank will be easy on his guys as well. So I think it's going to be a demanding fixture for Wolves, and I'm sure Thomas Frank will prioritize maximum points. Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly as Mark has said. I mean, Thomas Frank is doing really well there. I mean, even players like Kudus, he has also been performing well. So with Wolves struggling like this, I really don't see them, you know, getting a win on this one.
Sounds to me like this is the bank of the weekend. Spurs to win against a winless Wolves. Moving on, we have Aston Villa hosting Fulham. Another team who has struggled is Aston Villa's Unai Emery's side. And Fulham, you know, a tough team to play all the time. Gents, your thoughts on this one?
Oh, this fixture could go either way. Aston Villa have been terrible at the moment. They've had a bad start to the season, not scoring goals. It doesn't seem like they're the same team from last season. It sort of looks like they've fallen out of favor with Emre. The tactics, the gameplay, everything doesn't look the same. And Emre came out after their last game with Sunderland and said that he was bold in saying that they are lazy and it's not the same team that was playing last season. So it seems like there's a bit of a disconnect with him and his players. So it's going to be tough. And like we said, Marco Silva is also another top manager in the league who really knows what he's doing when it comes to tactics and getting the best out of his players. And we know Fulham can also hurt some of the big teams with the way they play. And they also have some quality players there that can carve out something out of nothing and sprinkle a bit of magic on the game and work towards securing maximum points.
The thing is, once the coach loses the dressing room, it's hard to come back from that. So maybe it could be the end of the road, you know, for the coach. But hopefully, the game that he's going to play is also facing a side that is also not so great. So this could also be the chance for him and his boys, you know, to turn the situation around. Because last season, Aston Villa were like a respectable team. They were playing well. They won some important games. And I think they finished in a respectable spot or on the table. So they're a team that can, you know, turn the situation around, and this is the game that I think, you know, they should use to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, sounds like you're calling a victory for Emery's side. Turn things around.
A double chance.
Double chance at Villa.
Yeah, I'm with Gift on this one.
Got you. The next fixture on Sunday sees Arsenal travel to Newcastle. It's no easy task going to St. James's Park. Arsenal already 5 points off leaders Liverpool. Just how important of a tie is this, Mark?
It's not just an important fixture. If there's one team that has Arsenal's number, it's Newcastle. I think last season they had Arsenal against the wall. And I think just any team going to St. James's Park, they know what they're up against when the crowd gets on your back, and the physicality of Newcastle. They always make it a tough fixture, but Arsenal have invested heavily in this season again, so there's no excuses coming from Arteta and the boys. So if they want to compete with the big boys and fight for the league, these are the type of games that they need to come away with a victory, especially after sharing the points with City previously. So Arteta has to go for it. I know he's been heavily criticised for the way he played against City and being so defensive, but sometimes you got to see the game for what it is and take the point. But at the same time, he has to also find a way to be ruthless. So because that's what Liverpool does, that's what City have been doing, and that's what wins you the Premier League title. So it's going to be tough, but he has to go for it, yeah.
Mr. Sony, your thoughts?
Newcastle losing their number one strike, I think the replacement, the striker that they replaced Isak with, I saw him scoring some nice goals. It looks like he's getting there, even though he's not there. But he's, the man to look out for. He's the man that I think will, give the Arsenal defense a run for their money. I saw that your number one guy, Saka, is back. So, which means you guys are in a better position to win. I'll give this one to Arsenal.
Mark, your predictions?
I got to give it to Arsenal purely because they need to stay in and around the title chase.
Mm-hmm.
It's I know it's a long road. It's still early days, but if Liverpool continue the way they do, it doesn't look like they're going to slow down anytime soon. So if they need to continue to stay in the race with Liverpool, these are the fixtures that they need to come away with maximum points. And going to St. James's Park is not going to be easy, but they need to find a way, because all good teams find a way to win. And this is going to be the tough test for them to do it.
And our last fixture sees Everton host West Ham. David Moyes against his old club, West Ham, and Graham Potter, who has definitely struggled a lot this season. Just your thoughts on the game, guys.
Everton are in a really good place at the moment. I think their new stadium is becoming a fortress as well. The introduction of Jack Grealish has brought new life to Everton. David Moyes seems to be getting his groove back. Everton are playing good football. Never mind the odd results here and there, not coming away with a positive result, but the football is important that they're playing. They're creating chances. They're not just lying back and soaking up pressure. So David Moyes is doing a really good job. On Graham Potter's side, it's been shaky. I think his time is actually, his number's going to be called. I don't think he can actually sit at the moment. That seat is so hot. So it's going to be an interesting game. Can he get it right? I'm not sure. The confidence is very low at West Ham at the moment. Even though they still got some quality players there, I think they just need a change of scenery, and maybe it's the manager that needs to go.
Yes, because even last season, they have experience, West Ham, they have experienced players, but they're just not, getting the results. What else? There by Everton, it looks like things, are happening for them, as much as they're not winning, but they're promising. I mean, Jack Grealish, Shrewsbury Hall, ever since I watched the derby, they played really well, even though the results weren't in their favour, but they're promising, and against a team that has been struggling like West Ham, I think this is a game that they have to, you know, make sure that they win.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like both analysts calling a win for Everton in the final fixture of our round.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with David Moyes and the boys.
Well, that wraps up our Match Day 6 Premier League preview here on Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. A big thank you to football betting experts Mark Stradom and CPC Schlesoni for their insights. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks, guys.